This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday, the 11th of November. There are warnings of gales in German Bight, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High Shannon 1032, expected Northern Ireland 1040 by 1800 on Monday. A new low expected Germany 1024 by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking North Utsira, South Utsira. Cyclonic becoming northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West veering north or northwest 4 to 6. Showers at first, good. Fisher, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 5 to 7. Rain, then showers, moderate or good. German Bight, cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, becoming northeast 4 to 6 later. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, west 3 to 5, veering north or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, squally later, good, occasionally moderate. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Wight. Rain or drizzle, fog patches at first in Plymouth, becoming fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in Plymouth. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle until later, moderate or good. Trafalgar, north or northeast 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 4 to 6, rain or drizzle until later, moderate or good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast 3 to 5, drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Irish Sea, north or northwest 3 to 5, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, variable mainly southeast 2 to 4, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, west backing south or southwest 3 to 5, showers at first, good. Bailey, west backing south or southwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Fair Isle, northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5 later, showers at first, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland, west or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1031, rising more slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west 2, 7 miles, 1028, rising. Lerwick, west northwest 4, rise and rain, 8 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, west by north 3, rise and rain, 8 miles, 1025, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, west 3, 11 miles, 1027, rising. Lucas, west southwest 2, 15 miles, 1028, rising. Boomer, west northwest 4, mist, 1600 meters, 1028, rising. Bridlington, west by north 2, 1028, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west southwest 4, 5 miles, 1030. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1031. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by north 3, 1031, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest by north 1, mist 8 miles, 1032, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Southwest 3, 1032. Silly Automatic, South Southeast 3, Drizzle, 1600 meters, 1032, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, Northeast by North 3, recent drizzle, 4 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Aberporth, North Northeast 2, recent drizzle, 6 miles, 1032, rising. Valley, North 1, 11 miles, 1032, rising. Liverpool Crosby, Northwest 4, 8 miles, 1031, rising. Valentia, North Northeast 2, 13 miles, 1033, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, West 2, 9 miles, 1032, rising more slowly. Malin Head, West Northwest 4, 8 miles, 1032, rising. Magrihenish Automatic, Northwest 4, 9 miles, 1031, rising. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, weakening fronts across southern England will bring a little rain and patchy fog at first. High pressure will then build across the United Kingdom, bringing settled conditions. Strong winds will affect northern and eastern coasts for a time. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or northwesterly, 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5 later, showers, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or northwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest, 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northwest 4 to 6, showers, mainly good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, occasional rain, squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bell, westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, veering northerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in east, squally showers later in east, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or northwest 3 or 4, veering north or northeast 3 to 5, rain or drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable, 3 or less, becoming northeast 3 or 4 later, rain or drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5, drizzle at first, then fair, moderate or good, becoming poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. North or northeast, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. North or northwest, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Isle of Man, north or northwest, 3 or 4, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly, becoming variable later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Shetland Isles, west or northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, mainly good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Dickensian on BBC Radio 4.
The final completed work of Charles Dickens.
Mr. Rayburn has offered to teach me to read.
Oh, just that?
Of course. What else could there be, Lightwood?
Two love stories played out against a portrait of London life.
Brand new people in a brand new house in a brand new quarter of London, entertaining brand new friends.
A classic tale with contemporary relevance.
Forgive me, but I do so want to be rich.
Dickensian, Our Mutual Friend, from BBC Radio 4. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Well, you can also find an extraordinary back catalogue of other programmes as well. But that is all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. We're back live with Alan Smith at 20 past 5 this morning. Until then, this is Vijay Alice. Thank you so much for your company. Have a peaceful night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. President Biden's outgoing national security adviser urges Donald Trump not to abandon Ukraine to what he called brutal Russian aggression.
Our approach remains the same as it's been for the last 2.5 years, which is to put Ukraine in the strongest possible position on the battlefield so that it is ultimately in the strongest possible position at the negotiating table.
Israel's new defense minister, Israel Katz, says Hezbollah has been defeated. Meanwhile, Middle East leaders fly to Saudi Arabia for talks on the wars in Gaza and Lebanon. Flooding forces hundreds of thousands of people to flee their homes in war-torn South Sudan.
It's bad water, but we don't have anywhere else. We are dying of thirst. The water makes us cough. If you drink it, it makes you pant and cough.
And Taylor Swift, Ray, and the Pet Shop Boys are the big winners at the MTV Europe Music Awards. First, the very latest world news.
This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Biden's national security adviser has urged President-elect Donald Trump not to abandon Ukraine in the face of what he called brutal Russian aggression. Jake Sullivan said Joe Biden would use his remaining time in office to make the case that Kyiv should be given further support. Grant Ferret has more details.
President Biden's top security adviser told CBS television the outgoing administration would use its last 70 days to put Ukraine in the strongest possible position against Russia. Jake Sullivan warned that if Donald Trump walked away from Ukraine, it would not only fuel instability in Europe, but also raise concern among US allies in Asia. The chances of Mr. Trump heeding such advice are slim. He rates his own skills as a negotiator very highly and has boasted that he could end the war in a day.
Haiti's governing council has fired the Prime Minister, Garry Conille, after nearly 6 months in office. An executive order signed by 8 of the 9 members of the Transitional Council appears in the country's official gazette. It names the new leader as Alex Didier Filsimé, a local businessman who travelled to Port-au-Prince from abroad early on Sunday. Mr. Conille has described his ousting as illegal. The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has said he would be willing to call a parliamentary vote of confidence before Christmas. The vote could open the way for snap elections after the governing coalition, led by his Social Democratic Party, collapsed last week. Mr. Scholz said in a television interview that an early confidence vote was not a problem. He said that an election would put the decision in the hands of ordinary people.
Das sind ja ganz viele Dinge.
There are many things that need to be considered, and I simply say that I'm in favour of this happening, because I also want it to happen quickly. I don't want a new mandate from everyone else.